he was killed. My father, my grandfather was a local Methodist preacher, and Aunt Jenny asked.
Who was Henry?
That was Aunt Jenny's boy, one who was, he was making moonshine whiskey, and so the sheriff and the, he had a, deputized a lot of them, about 12, 14 men, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They surrounded him then and shot him, shot him down. And so then Aunt Jenny asked my grandfather to preach his funeral.
Oh.
My grandfather told him, said he was sick, he said he couldn't do it. So he got a, he suggested a young Baptist minister, they got a young Baptist minister to preach his funeral then. Aunt Jenny, she was supposed to have been quite a character, but she's a friend of our family though, every way. She heard my father preach his first sermon he ever preached. Little log church right out close to where she's living. And when she got through preaching, my father preached the first sermon out there. And so she says, well, said, she called him Mac, said, Mac, you're going to make a good preacher. Dad says, Aunt Jenny, as much as I need money, said, oh, that's worth more than a $5 bill for me to say that. And so Dad, then he entered the ministry right after that. He began to preach. And, it's interesting to hear my father tell, you know, his early ministry.
Is your father still living?
No, he's been dead for several years. Mm-hmm. The first church he had seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
And he got $208 the first year. He said that included setting hens, frostbite potatoes, and sorghum syrup. They paid him off and paid him off and all that. Mm-hmm. Then back then, it was known as quarterage.
Was that enough to live on?
Well, it wasn't enough to live on, but of course my father always had a milk cow, and, and we all had, you know, pigs and all, and we raised our own vegetables and all, raised everything. And of course, there's eight mouths to feed and clothes to. My mother, she could make things over. She could take anything and she'd take these old suits of clothes and make beautiful suits for the girls out of them. And she is a seamstress, wonderful seamstress, and she was very conservative too. She never wasted anything. We always canned and all. And,
yeah, that's good.
And she told me quite a bit of I learned quite a bit how to preserve fruit from her too.
Oh,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, she was an artist. She could do anything with her hands. In fact, all my whole family almost they're about the same way. That is my sisters especially. I do a little bit of painting. I've done a little bit of artwork. Had to learn to do it with my left hand after my right hand became. But I've got several things I've done out at the camp. I don't know whether they're any good or not. My wife said she's got enough. She's hanging them in the house.
Well, they must be pretty good then if she wants people to see them.
Right, we built an old out at the camp. Speaking of camp, we built an old. We're going to have a mill house. We're going to have a grist mill and a feed mill. And we bought a mill here from Haleville, bought a grist mill and all that, and all the thing went with it. And we never could get it started. So it's about 75 foot long and 20 foot wide. And it had concrete floor throughout the whole thing. And so my wife said, let's build a house out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did.